www.thebigtalk.com.
Live, dialing toll free, bring us in, 1-855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll free line, that's 855-450-3733. Joining you this evening, it's Ian,
and Julia,
and Mark,
and you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. You can get interactive there and actually create the content for the site. So if you find something online you want to share with us and the other listeners of the show, you can submit it as show prep, and then it will be appearing in the upcoming stories queue where you can vote on all the other fresh stories that have been submitted to the site. And when I say stories, it's just a URL. So it could be a YouTube video. It could be a news piece. It could be a blog post. Whatever it is you think people will be interested in, you submit it. It is voted upon, and if it's voted enough, it'll make it to the front page of the site, and therefore more people will be exposed to it, and we're more likely to see it as well. If we're at freetalklive.com, do head there and get interactive. As we continue, we'll take your phone calls, of course, about whatever's on your mind, and for those of you just tuning in, it was last hour that we began discussing a report from the UN that has determined that, they're recommending that all countries around the world decriminalize or legalize prostitution, and also essentially legalizing drugs. Essentially what they're pointing out here is that the decriminalization of prostitution and drug use will result in lower rates of HIV and AIDS, and they're absolutely right about this. But, of course, that doesn't stop the prudes out there from demanding that they continue these insane wars, because if prostitution's illegal and it stops just one person from having sex outside of marriage, then it's worth it, throwing all those people in jail cells and ruining all those lives. That's essentially the perspective of those who are against the decriminalization of drugs, including Janice Krauss, the director of the Beverly LaHaye Institute at Concerned Women for America in Washington, D.C.
Well, a lot of people feel like prostitution dehumanizes women. And I can understand why you would think that, but the reality is these women chose this profession. And they don't have to be prostitutes. I mean,
it's naturally, it's at its core, collectivist thinking. It's saying that somehow I can control the behavior of other women because those women are ruining it for me. You don't know what people are necessarily thinking about. People go, you know, people would want dominatrix prostitutes too. Does that dehumanize women?
Well, dominatrixes are actually legal in the U.S.
as long as they're not having sex.
Correct. And what about dehumanizing men? I mean, there are male prostitutes as well. How come they don't get dehumanized? Nobody ever talks about them.
There are some people out there who are very concerned with the concept, anything where they think that a woman is treated like an object, you know, they don't like it. But the reality is, if you are a prostitute, you're receiving money for that. That's a contract.
Mm-hmm.
That's an agreement. That's a job. It's not you're an object.
Well, I mean, what's the difference between, I mean, when somebody hires a worker, they're hiring essentially a pack mule or whatever to do a particular job.
I've hired you to do some work around the studio here.
That's right.
Are you dehumanized?
I don't feel dehumanized. I feel bad for you because you can't do menial tasks. But
just refuse to do it. That's all.
I don't know. I don't think you can. You're good for holding a board now and then.
Yeah, that's true.
But. Yeah, I mean, no, I don't feel that way. I actually feel edified because I know I'm doing something that you can't do well. And if I do it well, then my work is going to be respected, and you know, you're going to say, well, you know, that's good. It's a skill set I have that you don't.
Well, and it's also, I mean, people become prostitutes for all kinds of different reasons. Some people, like you said, they're kind of born into a crappy life, and it's how they make money. There's certainly a lot of drug addicts, for sure, and that's mm-hmm. how they can afford their habit. And there are, I think, a lot of classier prostitutes who
sure.
just put themselves through college making $300 an hour.
Some of these numbers get even higher. I mean, if they're very attractive women,
dollars a night.
Can very attractive women can, you know, do the work for a few years and be set in whatever career it is they want to go on to after that. Now, I'm not saying that I don't know what they do, but some of them, when you're talking about higher end ones, you know, can manage to pull it off. You have $1,000 a night.
Well, there was that website that we talked about, seekingarrangements.com, and it was a basically legalized prostitution site. You could go on there and say, I want $10,000 a month and I'll be your date or whatever. I don't know if you were here for that.
I don't think is that what it was called?
Seekingarrangements.com, and it's basically you can go on. It's sugar mamas and sugar babies,
right,
and sugar daddies, and you could say, I am a woman and I'm attractive and I want $10,000 a month to be. And we looked, and there was really
girlfriend.
Girls on there who charged $10,000 a month to be your girlfriend, and some rich guy gives you $10,000 a month.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that this is really this concept of a kept woman, right? You know, I mean,
precisely.
That.
Let's go to Adam. He's in Michigan on the Amp Lines. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark. Hello, Adam.
Hey, how are you doing?
Great. What's on your mind tonight?
I just wanted to address the comments from Janice Cross and I guess anyone else that might be objected to this. It seems like Janice Cross is, it seems like her main objection is to the openness of sexuality in myself. That's how I take it, at least. And
and
when it comes to that, it's like, where do you draw the line? Because there's plenty of legal things that, you know, come to the objectification of women or whatever, or just individuals, men and women, using their good looks or sexuality for money, whether it be, you know, something as high as pornography or even just a waitress at a restaurant, really. And it's like, where do you draw the line for people that object to that? So I think she's just more prudish to the openness of sexuality and, you know, just one of those conservatives who long for how it used to be. And, you know,
right.
But
women wore
really not
long sleeve shirts and their skirts down to their ankles, and they never wore a bathing suit that revealed any kind of flesh, that kind of thing.
Right, and I mean, there's models and magazines and just all sorts of things that seems like if they really wanted to, they would, you know, they stand up to outlaw that. But obviously, in society we live in, it's more accepted, so they don't want to, you know, they take something like prostitution, and rather than objecting to the bad things that it might lead to, like violence or whatever, they don't.
Right.
Focus on that. They focus on the activity, the sexual activity, more than, you know,
she's concerned with the promiscuity of Americans, not the fact that, as you pointed out, that prostitution being illegal leads to women and men, both johns and prostitutes, being beaten, robbed, put at serious risk of STDs. None of this matters. All that matters is that people are having sex outside of marriage.
Yeah. Certainly, and I think it's just, whether it's a gun law or, you know, a sex law or whatever, whenever there's a demand, it's basically an unenforceable law. I mean, they can't even keep drugs and sex out of prison. They're gonna try to keep it out in the, you know, out in the world when they can't even outlaw it in their own, you know, high security prisons.
Adam, any other thoughts you want to share tonight?
No, that's it.
Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-453. Janice Krauss, by the way, not the most attractive of women.
I was thinking the entire time that this woman is ugly and never gets laid, and that's her problem.
You know, I wonder often, what do the people think it's going to do to the family? You know, because...
Prostitution?
Yeah, What if somebody thought that, you know, hey, I don't need to get married. All I have to do is, you know, I can go to a prostitute 3 times a week or whatever. To me, that, you know, the way I calculate that out is, you know,
more
it's a savings in this way or that way. Now, I don't see it that way at all. My wife.
Hopefully, that's not the number one reason why people are getting married.
I think that people get married for financial reasons. I think,
but for sexual reasons.
They get married for sexual reasons too.
Hmm.
You know, but these are.
I would hope you'd get married because you love somebody.
All right. The two main reasons for divorce are finances and sex.
I see.
How's that?
Okay.
You can, you know, call it what you want to call it, but, you know, I mean, what if somebody thinks to themselves, you know, I don't have to get married. I don't have to deal with that crap, you know, and I get a savings this way if I just, you know, go to the prostitute 3 times a week.
I think some people would definitely feel that way.
Yep.
But I think a lot of people would prefer a connection and a companion, and you don't get that for an hour at the prostitute. You just don't get the same thing. So the people that want that can have that. But But there's plenty of people that wouldn't want that, so it's ridiculous to claim that that would somehow take over and people wouldn't get married anymore.
Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. What about all the guys that are cheating on their wives with a prostitute today?
A prostitute would make that pretty easy, wouldn't
it? Putting their wife at risk for sexually transmitted diseases if he cheats on her with a legal prostitute.
I've been told no in many different ways.
I give you an order and you're going to obey it.
What are you going to say?
You can do that and you have to leave here.
You cannot resign to the rally.
Walk with me.
I'm comfortable here, actually.
Whoa.
Hey.
Who do you think
you're
going
to?
There is no manual audio allowed in this office.
No, I have work today. This is,
you ain't going to make it.
Wait a minute.
Have a funny way of telling people no.
Coming this summer, Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. See the trailer now at victimlesscrimespree.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. July 24th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $15.7570. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16.1537, $8.0769 for a half ounce, or $403.84 for a quarter ounce. That's $16.1537, $8.0769, and $403.84.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site there completely free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And don't forget, you can visit the webcam over at cam.freetalklive.com to watch and listen to the show at the same time. And in addition to that, you'll also be able to chat, because the chat room is built into the same page. It's all free over at cam.freetalklive.com. That's cam.freetalklive.com.
And the telephones here are brought to you by SACL CAI. The principal of SACL CAI, Jason Osborne, one of the principals, I should say, his father worked there too, and you know, also a big supporter of Free Talk Live, would like you to remind you to share your favorite episode every week of Free Talk Live on your Twitter or Facebook. It's a great way to spread the message of liberty very cheaply. It's good advertising for us and free. So you can see SACL's banner at freetalklive.com. It's top on the right hand side of the page.
Looking at this article here over at cnsnews.com, it's a very right wing website that is reporting on the UN Commission calling for legalizing prostitution. Just to make it clear, I don't support the UN. I don't support world government. I don't like the idea of the UN, you know, trying to tell people what to do. But in this case, it's a recommendation. They don't actually get to force these policies upon anybody. They're recommending this, that the countries around the world decriminalize or legalize prostitution and drugs as well. And they interviewed prostitutes, activists, and public health advocates in 140 countries across the world to come to their conclusions. But CNS News is, again, a very ultra-right-wing site. And so you can actually scroll down and look at their comment section here, the 650 comments, just on the first page, just looking at these comments. It's mostly just attacks on the UN. Nobody really has much to say about the idea of legalizing prostitution. They're just crowing about how terrible the UN is and the UN needs to go away. And I say, look, if somebody's right about something, you know, give credit where credit's due. They're absolutely right on this one. Now, they're absolutely wrong about gun confiscation and taking guns out of people's hands. That they're wrong about that. And the idea of having
the
world government's a terrible idea.
I don't think the worst thing in the world is if you're going to have these monopolies on coercive violence that we call nations, if you're going to have these, that these nations might get together to talk about things to avoid violence with each other. I don't think that's the worst idea in the world.
No, I agree with you there, but the suggestion is the UN wants to rule the world.
I would agree that there's, you know, agencies, government agencies tend to grow, and that government agency is going to tend to grow in that direction, and I think that it would need to be watched vigilantly. But that doesn't make the United States freer. I mean, you know, you keep all this time watching the UN, you know, watch the birdie, the alligator sneaking up behind you.
You know, I was looking at the Concerned Women for America. That's where their expert came from. There's a self-styled expert in their article that they were quoting. And I went to the front page of their website, and CWA, their top news story here, is hosting Chick-fil-A Appreciation Day.
Oh, God.
Which is in response to this Muppets, not the Muppet situation, but the head of Chick-fil-A apparently has come out against gay marriage. He came out in a recent interview.
It's a Christian company that even closes on Sundays.
It does, and it's so upsetting to me. I remember when I used to live in Florida, they had Chick-fil-A's all over the place.
Yeah.
And it seemed like the only time I ever thought of going was on Sunday. It would really upset me.
Yeah, they've got great sandwiches, and the worst thing about them is that they close on Sundays.
Yep.
You know,
and they happen to be overtly Christian in your face, like,
I'm not gonna,
big time.
I'm not going to make some kind of stupid boycott here where I live in a town that doesn't have a Chick-fil-A, and say that I'm not going to Chick-fil-A, because I do live in a town that doesn't have a Chick-fil-A. And I think Chick-fil-A has fine sandwiches, and I wish they'd go about making them.
Right, and shut up about your viewpoints.
You don't hear McDonald's talking about bashing gay people and things like that.
Right, because it upsets me, because I really did. Like, I grew up eating Chick-fil-A, and I loved it as a kid. I remember growing up, I wanted to work for Chick-fil-A. Now I would never do something like that.
Mm.
They got some really good food, but it's unfortunate they've got some viewpoints that are really upsetting.
There's a good percentage of the population that will not shop at Chick-fil-A because of their views on gays. And,
And now that includes the Muppets, apparently. They have now come out, and they had, I guess, an agreement with Chick-fil-A. And ever since this Dan Cathy, their chief executive, made this statement saying that they support the traditional family and the biblical definition of the family unit, apparently that's some part of what he said.
Well, I support the traditional family. I think that that's a fine thing to say.
Yeah, but what he means is he doesn't support two dads raising a kid. That's what he means by that.
Right. I mean, when he says the biblical definition of a family, then that excludes any other definition of a family, to my mind, and meaning that, you know, it's not okay for them to, you know, to call themselves a family. I don't believe that. I do think that the perfect family is one husband, one wife, and, you know, that kind of thing. However, I don't think that every family that has one husband and one wife is perfect. So therefore, since all families are imperfect, It's not up for me to say which family is better and which family is worse.
Yeah, I'd rather have kids raised in a loving gay household than an abusive heterosexual household.
Hear, hear.
So anyway, the Muppets have now taken the money they got from Chick-fil-A for their agreement that they had with them and donated it to the Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation and sent out a press release about it.
Hmm.
So I guess that's kind of stirring the pot a little bit here. Andrew's in Tacoma, Washington, listening on XM's America's Talk. Andrew, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, well, I listened last night. I tried calling in, but I guess I had missed it or something. But I was listening, and you guys were talking about the Armory website and the drug website.
Yes, these are the sites that are on Tor. They are anonymized sites. You can only access them through the Onion router. It's a special anonymous way of accessing sites that are not available through the regular internet, and they do have a large variety of drugs and a much smaller variety of guns and weapons available.
Yeah, my only concern that would be with that is this whole drug war / Fast and the Furious thing going on,
Are you afraid that it won't be the State Department passing out machine guns from here on out?
My biggest concern would be that the government could possibly be running it in order to, we'll say, screw the American people in certain aspects, building up things for warrants and arrests.
Well, they've been running if that's true, then they've been running this operation for quite a while now. And for instance, while the Armory is newish within
right.
the last 6 months, the Silk Road's been around now for a couple years at least. And if it's true, they're just building cases. They've been building cases for quite a while. And how many transactions did you say there were, Julia?
It's hundreds a day. I'll look it up again, but they actually post their transactions every once in a while, and it's hundreds a day.
And there are sellers across the world.
I can become a seller. Like, I could, there's a way, I mean, it's easy to do. Right. If I had drugs to sell, I create a seller's account, and I could go do that right now, create a seller's account. So would I be fake? I mean, there has to be real sellers on there.
I know for a fact there are real drugs on there, because I know people who've used the Silk Road. And also, I can explain why that wouldn't really work here in a little bit. If you want to stick with us, Andrew, we can continue the conversation. 855-453. There's a lot of understandable paranoia surrounding these anonymous websites, but there are reasons why, as I mentioned at the very end of last night's show, they actually might be safer than the other black market.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, memory power, and Super Male and Bemplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com. and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a 1 month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, 5-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled DeseretFoodStore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborist, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here. 855-450-FREE. That's the point of the program. Take control of the airwaves. 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features we give to you there. Lots of different stuff, including the bulletin board system. You can go and get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners on our forum. It's bbs.freetalklive.com. That'll get you there. It's free, bbs.freetalklive.com.
We're talking about the Silk Road and the Armory, which are two places in the Internet where one can buy and sell things that might exist in the black or gray markets. And one integral part of these that makes these websites possible is Bitcoin. Bitcoin is the Internet's cash. It allows you to do business with whom you want to do business without interference from any banking organization or government agency or whatever. Bitcoins can't be counterfeited. Nobody can inflate them. You can send and receive them nearly instantly, relatively quickly. They go back and forth, and nobody's getting a cut of it. There's no fee for sending bitcoins. There's nobody's inserting themselves. Gives you 100% complete control of your money. You can find out more by going to weusecoins.org and watching the video there. And if you want to get some bitcoins, go to bitinstant.com. It's easy to get bitcoins with BitInstant. You go there, you find some place to make a deposit. There's more than 700,000 locations. There's another 200,000+ coming soon. It's close to 1 million locations around the globe. That's plenty. There's one close to you. It's BitInstant.com.
All All right, let's go back to Andrew. He's listening in Tacoma, Washington, to XM Satellite Radio's America's Talk. And the reason why you probably had trouble calling in last night, Andrew, is America's Talk airs Free Talk Live 2 hours delayed. So you really only get, like, it starts at 9 p.m. Eastern, and so we're on for that. That's our last hour, and then they're starting the show right then. So that's probably, you probably just called too late. But you can always call us during the 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern hours, whether you're listening to XM or local radio station. And if you are getting the show in delay, you'll be able to hear yourself later on. So you've called tonight about the Silk Road and the Armory, these two sites we've been discussing. We discussed in detail yesterday, but I didn't really get into detail as to why, in my opinion, they are safer ways to purchase illegal products and services than the actual regular black market that we're all used to. And you called tonight to express concern that, well, what if the government is running the website? Well, first of all, there haven't been massive raids that we know of on the customers of these sites, so there's no real evidence for that. But one of the reasons why they can't do what you're suggesting is because of a factor called plausible deniability. And so, for instance, if I wanted to, Andrew, let's say I knew you. I don't know you, but let's say I did know you. And I wanted to, if I believed this website was being run by the state, and let's say I didn't like you. So I want to go ahead and order some drugs or a gun or something like that, or an illegal gun, and have it sent to your probably better be drugs because it's a lot cheaper than buying guns. So let's say I send some drugs to your house through this website. Would that make you liable for it?
Well, it could, but at the same time, you were saying, if I'm not mistaken, last night that the Navy designed the system that they're using.
Tor, yes.
Tor, the Onion Router, is the anonymizing system.
That's correct. And they use it, as I understand, they continue to use it for their spy networks, including the NSA.
Yeah, that's the only reason why me personally, I'm really pro-guns. And, I believe that, almost everybody in the country should have them. But, that would be my biggest concern is the fact that, given that you said that the Navy had designed the system, regardless of if you ordered it under my name, if the government designed it, what's the possibility of being able to track it? And then on top of that as well, if I put myself in police officer's shoes buying drugs, I wouldn't just go buy them once and then, arrest the guy. I would multiply do it,
But this has been going on for, at this point, more than a year, a couple of years?
Well, Tor's been going on longer.
Right. And Tor's been going on for more than a decade at this point.
And I don't think the Navy is operating Tor.
It's a mathematical formula that was created by cryptographic experts that were working for the government at the time. And the reason that
Now the Tor site is not being run by the military.
I don't believe
that.
I think that they use... I think they use the Onion Router in some way. Anyway, somebody else would have to figure these things out, rather than me. I'll go do the research if now that you've brought up the concern so that I can have this in the future. But basically, I have some friends who are, these crypto geeks, these guys whose, their idea of fun is hanging around on a Friday night writing math formulas that other people can't figure out. These guys say that there's no way that they could put the strongest computers in the world into cracking this stuff, and it couldn't be done inside of years. So that's why I believe it.
Well,
yeah.
He brought up the fact that there's plausible deniability. In addition, why would the government waste manpower in arresting people who are buying personal stashes of drugs? You know what I mean? Like, it's not worth it for them to go after someone who buys 10 ecstasy pills.
But they would go after somebody who bought 10 hand grenades. And that's what he called in on.
I believe that. I surely believe that is the case, yes. But I just don't believe. I think the majority of people on the Silk Road are using it for personal use. You're not talking about kilos and kilos and kilos of cocaine and things like that. Now, that certainly does happen, and if you're willing to purchase a larger quantity like that, there's definitely more risk associated with it, and you're obviously willing to take the risk.
And, you know, most importantly to be said is the government absolutely could have, a government agent absolutely could be selling on
sure.
the armory or, you know, whatever. And
they could.
You need to know that when you get started. I don't think that it's a government setup, but a government agent certainly could be doing that, trying to collect
there
as
have
much
been people
money.
Who have been outed as potential, like, just acting weird on the forums.
But now you follow the forums.
I do.
So, I mean, do you see examples of people having, you know, deliveries to their house and then getting busted? I mean, do you see that?
People don't post that sort of thing. No, I have never seen that posted. There's all kinds of interesting things on the forum. I would recommend to anyone who is maybe a little nervous about the Silk Road or just wants to learn more about
bored.
It, just go on the Silk Road forums because it is interesting. You'll learn a lot about how the site works and what kind of protections are in place. I have never seen anything like you're describing. I have seen people who have worked for the post office describing the process of how the packages would get searched and that mm-hmm. kind of things. I've seen a lot of paranoid posts where people are concerned because they didn't get a package and they're freaking out. But I've never heard of anyone actually getting into any legal trouble.
So it's more likely that on the Silk Road or in the Armory site that you'll get scammed than you will
right.
get arrested. That, you know, you'll give somebody some money and they won't send the product.
Right. And that's not to say that there aren't precautions taken, but from what I've seen, if you're on the forums for a while, you can kind of gauge which sellers you should work with. And they have, like, a system in place. So a lot of them will advertise, you do not have to sign for this package. And that's for your protection because the package, if it comes, my understanding legally is that if they came to your door and they gave you this package, the only way that they could prove that you accepted this package is if you signed for it.
But even then, I have to wonder, like, you know, again, if I sent Andrew, bought some drugs on the Silk Road and sent him to Andrew's house, and you know, a lot of people, if FedEx comes up, well, I got a package for you, they're going to sign for it, whether or not they know what's in that package. I mean, still, wouldn't you think you'd still have plausible deniability? Like, whoa, I didn't know what that was.
Well, the only thing I could see being played is entrapment, but, you know, at the same time, look at a lot of stuff the government does, and I don't mean to step on you, Stephanie, but...
It's Julia, but that's all right.
I'm bad with names. But, you know, look at a lot of the stuff the government does, but, I mean, you know, they mesh stuff up all the time, and so, I mean, you know, it's the only concern I would have.
I got you, man. I think it's a legitimate concern. It's certainly one of the first issues that people have with these sites. But if you think about it, if you want to get a gun or some other weapon or you want to get drugs, getting it from some street dealer is a much higher likelihood of you're dealing with some sort of an undercover agent or a much higher likelihood someone's going to roll over on you. With the Silk Road or the Armory, you don't know who your sellers are. Nobody can roll on anybody. More coming up. Thanks for the call. It's Free Talk Live. Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're in Australia and trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com. Sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, 5-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled DeseRet FoodStore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does it mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 800-98-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain, but enough time for you and your thoughts. 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and all the features we give to you. So head over there and enjoy them over at freetalklive.com. Here with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
All right. So we've been talking about the Onion Router. Caller brought this up again. And by the way, I do have the seven things that you need to be wary about regarding Bitcoin. But it's too detailed, so we're going to put that on hold. Maybe we'll talk about that tomorrow night because there's just all kinds of – it's basically a hit piece against Bitcoin, and it's ridiculous. But since we talked about the Onion Router last night, some other people called with some concerns this evening. I thought it was important to address that a little bit further as to why I believe that the Silk Road and the Armory are a safer way to buy illegal products than the street level. And there's multiple reasons why. One, safer. The drugs are safer on the Silk Road because there's competition there. And, Julia, you've been to a number of raves over the years, so
yes.
You're very familiar with that scene. And frequently, if you go to something like some kind of a party, there's some unscrupulous character, in some cases, who will show up with pills that he will market as being MDMA or ecstasy, as it is called on the streets, and they're not.
Actually,
it's something else.
I heard a really disturbing statistic, and I'm not sure if it's true, but a DJ that I know went to Electric Forest, which is a huge festival out in the West somewhere, and he said that they had a Dance Safe booth there, and that 80% of all of the Molly and ecstasy did not have any MDMA in it at all.
80%, and this was like one big, the big old, like a big old camping kind
yes.
of festival thing. Yeah. So frequently, I mean, you will find that the stuff that they sell is total bunk. I mean, these guys make bunk pills. I guess it's cheaper to get the, you know, the products, the precursor, whatever that goes into them. It's cheaper to manufacture these pills, so they make cheap pills, and then they just go and take them all over the place, sell them, and make a bunch of money. And of course, you never see the guy again. These things are common, and it's also common that because these pills are so bad, but they're marketed as MDMA. People who are maybe younger don't know what MDMA is.
That is very common.
So they'll take these, and they'll think they're taking MDMA, and they'll tell their friends, hey, this was good MDMA. And then they'll, you know, the word spreads, and the stuff continues to sell. Because people don't know, they don't know any better. And
sometimes they, you know, they'll buy the same cough syrup from the same cough tablets from the same guy over and over again. This is one of the things that's relatively common is dextromethorphan hydrobromide.
DXM.
Yeah, DXM will be marketed as Molly.
I've seen that actually happen. I've seen I've seen Molly, what is being sold as Molly test as DXM. So I know that's true. And you don't get in the black market a lot of the times what you're expecting to get. And sometimes that can result in danger, because if you're not getting what you're expecting, then you aren't necessarily prepared for the consequences of taking that that pill. And that could result in, you know, an increased heart rate, which could result in, you know, if you're at a hot club dancing around, it could result in exhaustion, heat, you know, heat exhaustion, essentially.
Imagine for a second that you get a beer that tastes like a beer, but it's actually full of Everclear, 150 proof or something like that. I mean, it's going to be an entirely different... You're not prepared for that.
Right. So a lot of times you'll hear about somebody overdosing on MDMA. It's nonsense. They're probably taking something else. They're in a club where they've turned off the faucets or whatever, and they can't have water, and they overheat. So there's some real dangers to buying products on the black market, because, one, you don't know what you're necessarily getting. Two, you don't know who you're buying from. That person in the club could be an undercover cop, and you could end up going to jail as a result of just trying to have, you know, enjoy your time at the club.
The first time I went to jail, I was in there with a woman who bought crack from an undercover cop. So the you might be buying it from an undercover cop, that's already happening. And you're arrested on the spot. Guaranteed.
Right. So so danger from the product, you don't know what it is. Danger from the seller, you don't know who they are. And if it's not an undercover cop, there's always the possibility you're just getting scammed, you're getting some bunk, or, you know, you could get robbed if you're buying some larger amount, for instance. I knew one of my roommates growing up when I was, you know, a young adult, he went on a tried to buy some ecstasy from somebody, ended up having a gun pointed in his back and being robbed for something like some piddly amount, like 10 pills or something like that. You know, crackheads don't have a problem with robbing people for relatively small amounts of money or drugs. So there's high risk involved in doing business in the black market. And of course, you want to talk about the gun trade? I don't know anybody who's ever been involved in the gun trade, but
sounds scary.
It's an incredibly dangerous business. Obviously, you're dealing with weapons traders. I
mean, clearly, they're armed.
There's some serious people, and so serious risk involved here. Now, you look at the Silk Road, you look at the Armory, these online anonymous places. You don't know who your dealer is, and that obviously is tweaking some people out. Like, well, what if it's the government?
I'm glad that we don't know each other. I like that aspect a lot.
Right, because...
Now, the people are anonymous there, but they're anonymous and known at the same time. Like,
they have a reputation.
Their handle is known there, so, yeah. You know, I'm
Joe Blow.
Pot boy, or whatever, and I'm known there as pot boy, even though they don't know that my real name is Jim Johnson or whatever it might be. And you know, so... Potboy has a reputation there. Potboy delivers. And so, I mean, these people will have other sales. They'll have a reputation just like they would on any other bidding site.
Right. So that helps. The fact that they have a reputation means that they want to deliver a product that is good, that is reliable, that is, you know, quality, and it's affordable.
They absolutely compete with each other too. They have sales. They have specials. When a new seller comes on and wants to prove themselves, he will offer samples to people so that they'll test it for him and come on and give him a good rating. I mean, it's great. It's very innovative and interesting to watch.
Yeah, and so nothing like this exists anywhere else. So you've got all those factors, and then the fact that you don't know who the seller is good for the seller, and it's good for you as well, because they don't know who you are either. when you buy the products on the Silk Road, you don't have to put your real name on the shipping label. You just have to know where it's being shipped to and under what name it's being shipped to. So they don't know who you are. They can't rat you out to anybody. You can't rat them out to anybody. Whereas if you, in a lot of cases, let's say you're selling drugs at the club, and somebody who you sell the drugs to gets caught by the police for possession of ecstasy or whatever, and they say, you know who sold this to you? Oh, yeah, I'll tell you if you let me off the charges. Then, you know, they roll over. This
not
is how
be telling on this one.
Right, this is how the cops do it. I mean, they bust some little guy to get the big guys, but in this case, they can bust the end user in theory, maybe, but they can't roll on the person that's
right. Sure, they can get your plea bargain signed before you roll on the guy, and then you go ahead and you show him, I bought it here on the Onion Network at the Silk Road. This is the guy's name.
It's Pot
go
Boy.
Get him. Yeah. So Pot Boy. Pot so, Boy sold it to me.
Yeah.
I've just revealed who Pot Boy is.
So
Johnson.
So you're more likely to get the product you're looking for. You're going to get probably a better deal on it. And there's protection for both the buyer and the seller. I mean, it's a safer deal. The worst case scenario, likely, is that you're going to get ripped off. And as you said, Julia, if you go with somebody who's a reputable seller, you're probably not going to get ripped off either. So it's just a safer deal all around. It's not to say it's perfect. It's not to say as a guarantee the cops aren't going to show up at your door. But there's protections involved in this system, and it's brilliant.
There's several layers of protection. I know we talked about this on the break, but they all send it via USPS, from what I've seen. And USPS requires a warrant to go in your packaging. So if it's packaged well, they can't just open your package, whereas UPS and FedEx, they can, because they're not a government agency, so they don't fall under the Constitution.
So the government can just walk into UPS and say,
right.
let's look
So they all do USPS, from what I've seen. And if it's packaged properly and it doesn't smell, then they can go in it. It just looks like another package. And you're talking about several packages a day. And
you had said that there are even USPS employees who've gone on the forum to talk about their security measures,
right,
to essentially reveal how the inside of the USPS works so these shippers can better understand what they're getting into. This is incredible. Let's go to Chris. He's in Nevada. You can bring up anything. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah.
All right.
Chris, you're on the air.
Hello? Hi. I'd like to talk about the Dict Act of 1902.
The what?
It's called the Dict Act of 1902.
Tell me about it quickly.
Okay. It's about the Gun Control Act that can't be repealed.
Okay. What's it do?
Okay. Well, here's the thing. I'd like to call on all Americans tonight.
Well, they're not all listening.
This is the thing. This is the thing that nobody wants to talk about this U.N. gun control law that they're probably going to pass.
Oh, come on.
And a lot of people don't know about this Dict Act of 1902, also known as the Militia Bill H.R. 11654, dated June 28, 1902. Anyway, it cannot be repealed, as the President of the United States has zero authority without violating the Constitution, called the National Guard to serve outside of their state borders.
Well, but they do that anyway. They violate the Constitution all the time.
Well,
I'll tell you what, Chris,
if
you want to tell us more about it, it's not that I don't want to hear about it, it's just that we don't have time. So call us tomorrow at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. Call that same number. We'll talk to you further about it. It's been Free Talk Live. Thanks for the call, Chris. See you tomorrow.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Hey, college students. The Independent Institute in Oakland, California is putting on the Challenge of Liberty seminar this summer. You can spend a week connecting with other liberty-minded students from around the world, attending seminars with libertarian luminaries, and grappling with pressing issues facing the world's economy and its people. Go to seminar.freetalklive.com. It's $195 for the class and $300 for the room and meals at the beautiful Notre Dame de Namur University in Belmont, California. Seminar.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.